אם בחוקי סייטלכו מצווה סי תשמעו ועשיס המויסו. נסעתי כשמיכם ואיתם, this is we have all of the ברוכס, אם בחוקי סייטלכו. רשי says, יוכל זה קיום המצווה, כשרואים הרבה מצווי סי תשמעו הרי קיום המצווה סומו. ומה אני מקיים בחוקי סי תלכו? שתהיו המילים בתוירו. ומה אני מקיים בחוקי סי תלכו? שתהיו המילים בתוירו. So, פשוט all in the foreshim ask, how we know? How we know that שתהיו המילים בתוירו? So, as he says, בחוקי זה תלכו יוכו זה קיום המצווס סזלנו ומצווי זה תשמויכו. ומה אני מקיים בחוקי זה תלכו שתהיו המילים בתור. תרסקי אני מסז מכאן שהקדוש ברוך הוא מסעווה לעמולו של תוירו. What is the raya? I heard the pshat. The person what he wants he says first. Normally I would say mitzvah say tishmoy, will be a good yid, and also lektzach in learning. She has a good yid, but take care of it soon. About lektzach in learning. Im bechukoy say tileichu, shetiu ameilim bateiro. How I will know? Lena will tell you mitzvah, zavada, kib shabbos, daven, kib tzedoka, avada, avada, avada. But what I want, im bechukoy say tileichu, shetiu ameilim bateiro. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes. How we know that's HaMeleh Shel Teira, the Mefarshim explain. Halicha Miloshen Gdilo. I want to read a Loshen from the Netziv. It says in the Postuk, Yaroif Kamotor Likhi Tizal Katalim Rossi. It was on Teira. So the Netziv says like this. פעם אחס נקרס התוירו לקחי, תיזל יערויף כמוטור לקחי, תיזל קטל עם רוסי. זה נסיב צז, לקחי זה עומק הלוחס ועיון התוירו, שבו בהומול ויגיע, שנקרו מקח. והמשיל השפועס הגדוילויס, ועליהם גוזר שלא ישפיעו כי אם ליקחי ביגיע סתירה וסחוסו יבואו כל ההשפועס תיזל קטל עם רוסי ההשפועס הקטנויס והמכוונויס ומשולס קטל בואו על ידי עם רוסי תיזל קטל עם רוסי דבורים רכים בתוירו, the little ורטלך. זה משפיע, little ורטלך, הפשטו, גוד ורטירה, גוד וור, זה משפיע like tal, a little bit. But what makes a person to grow, the רשבו, the רבינו דובי, the חשבן, the פילפול, the real learning, that is the real השפוץ. The ורטלך, that even the המוין ההם כתחפ, בחוקי סי תלכו שתהיו המילים בתירו ותעשז ומהו המילוס בתירו שנתירו מסקיימס אלא במי שמי מסעצמו יולר מה שאין כן אלו שלא ימדים מתוך עונג ואינם יגיעים בו אין התירו מסקיימס רב חיים ולוז'ינר brings down And the Akdom at the Sefer the Tznius and the Goen Peomim Rabois Bou Magidim Eilov Min HaShomayim Lil Moitoiro Lagro B'Liyomo V'Doch HaFoiso V'Lo Yita Ozno Lohem V'Omar Ein Retzoini Elo B'Toiro Shalomo Everyone knows that they succeed and Megillah Dav Gimel when they were mitargim the Torah, the Shivim Loshen, made a targum, Nizdazo Eretz Yisroel, Arbamo Yisparso, Arbamo Yisparso. Happened one more time when they sent the Dovor Acher to the Beis HaMikdosh, instead of the Korbonis, when the Romans were around Yerushalayim. Also, Venoatz Klapov, he put his nails into the Choymo, Nizdazo Eretz Yisroel, Arbamo Yisparso, Arbamo Yisparso. Was one more time that that terrible thing happened. Or the transfer the Torah to 70 languages. Frank the Taste Street, what is the problem? Now people will be easy for them to learn. Zog the Taste Street, the Russian the Taste Street is. She'achshav lo yimsiru nafsheo. Before it was hard to learn, you had to work it out. Now you just read the pshat in the side, and it's easy for you. So such a terrible thing happened to Klal Yisrael. We would say, why not? Make it accessible to everyone, right? Our generation. Make it accessible. If you don't understand, you press this button, you'll have it in English. And if you really don't understand, you press that, you get audio, someone will explain to you what is happening, yeah? If you need to just be like this, and the letters become bigger, yeah? And Eretz Yisrael is Nazdaz. Why? We think we need to know the information of Kol HaTorah Kula. And sometimes we can't figure it out. And we want help to figure it out. And Chazal tells us it's the opposite. I want the Amolo Shel Toiro. The Yegioso Shel Toiro. What would be if someone is genius and knows Kol HaTorah Kula? He can't keep the Chukaisa, right? Shetuyah Meirim Bateir, Nebach. Some people are smart. I don't know if you met them. I've met people that are smart. Everything they understand. They see a Gemara, they chap it. You could read the Rashi backwards. So how do they do the Chukaisa? You don't know, they have to work very hard. It's not a Chetimtze. We have such a terrible generation we are. Baruch Hashem, they did us a lot of help, but we're not speaking about different help that is accessible today to learn. Although we have a lot of help. The person thinks we're so lucky. This street says, Nizdazo Eretz Yisroel, Arbamo Yisparso, and Arbamo Yisparso. Our job is, and I'll explain to you the difference. I'm not saying that we cannot use this help that we have today. Yeah, I especially don't want to mention names. If it's in blue and green and red, we're not going in. I'm friendly with all these people. I can't speak against them. But what I want to explain is, I'm saying, I met yesterday Heshefim and I told him he has the biggest schus in the world, and I'm not taking it away from him. But I want to explain to you one thing. The question is, the Goyen send away the Magidim. No, the Magid comes to you, don't rush to send him away so quickly. Yeah, send him over to me, maybe. But I want to explain to you one thing. The question is, if a Molo Shel Torah, it's a even or it's a so? I have to learn even if it's hard, or that is a so? That is a reason to learn. We have to understand, a Molo Shel Torah is a purpose. You're right, and our generation could be, if we can't have the art school, so the guy would just give up. We'll give up. So what is the matter? Tell him, try to break your head? He doesn't know how to do it. But all of us have the places that it's hard for us, that we don't understand. And I can't figure this place out. Exactly. This is exactly what Hashem wants. Break your head now. You're allowed to look. It's not working out. Very good. So learn five times. Amor Shel Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pehe says, Amud Beis, Omar Rove, Eitz Chaimi Lamaminim Bo, Lamasmilim Bo, Oisho Vekovet. Zok Rashi. Lamaminim Bo. So Rove says like this, Lamaminim Bo, Soma De Chaye, Lamasmilim Bo, Soma De Mofset. It's dangerous. רשי, למאמינים בו אויסקים בכל כויחום וטרודים לדעס סוידו כאודום המשתמש ביד ימינוי שיעיקו. טרודים עסוקים בכל כויחום, טרודים לדעס סוידו כאודום המשתמש ביד ימינוי שיעיקו. עץ חיים למאמינים בו עסוקים בכל כויחום לדעס סוידו כאודום המשתמש ביד ימינוי שיעיקו. סבור שלא מסמילים בו שאינו מסוקים בכל כויחום, שאינו מסוקים בכל כויחום. How you can know if a guy is עסוקים בכל כויחום or not? I'm sorry, some people should have a meaning that it has EO, they have to go up north. Yeah? Yeah, meaning both down in Sfoin. I think it takes 3 hours to get there, 5 hours you could be there, 3 hours to get back. Pidim, you see the guy already 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Wednesday, he's not around. You know he's not. He's sama modis lama smilimbo. He will never be a Talmid Chacham. Why? It's a mitzvah to go. It takes 3 hours to go, 3 hours to come. What happened to the 2 days camping? That guy is not asukim bechol koicho. He's looking for excuses to close his gemara. Don't fool yourself. Asukim bechol koicho. And if not, neither they will not be successful. Sama moves, Rashi says. It will kill them. You know why it will kill them? They're frustrated. They're not enjoying it. Exactly. That's the way it works. You can't say, oh, but almost. Almost it works backwards, Rashi. Sama chayim lamaninim oiskim bechol koichom trudim ladas soido. Sama moves lamasmilim. I heard once about it yourself. Yerushalmi, it's brought down. It was a Talmud that heard that. It's chayim lamaninim bo lamasmilim bo oisho vekobe. So he said, if the masmilim bo oisho vekobe, then my minim bo for sure oisho vekobe. So he went over to the big Tane, I forgot who it was, and he said, it's kipshutoi. If you learn Torah, you have oisho vekobe. The guy was poor, man, he didn't have a dollar to his name. Kipshutoi. He started to sit and learn, and after 4 months, he came to the Rebbe. Rebbe, I'm sitting and learning. I don't see. Oisho vekobe, bismayla oisho vekobe. Don't worry, what happened? After a month, he comes out, Rebbe, I can't pay my bills. Chaim la maminim bo, when I'm asminim bo, chach oisho vekobe, where's the oisho vekobe? He said, don't worry. A month later, a rich guy came and he asked, the Tana, listen, he can't learn. He wants to have a Zulun to come out. He wants to support someone. He opened, he had 12 cups with gold, covered with pats. Pats is much more from gold, it's like even more from diamonds. It's like, I'm not sure. It's like big, huge cups covered with paz. The first one, the Tana saw it, was like, second one, the third one, it was like, not normal. He said, this I want to give to the one that is sitting and learning. So the Tana called his Talmid and he said, you want it, Oisho Bekovet? You want Oisho Bekovet? Here, we have Oisho Bekovet. Cups, couldn't believe it that he has these cups. He has Oisho Bekovet. After 3 months, the Tana was going around and he saw this Talmid crying. He said, what happened? It's fake? He said, no, now that I know what is Torah, I don't want this. I want Torah. I want to give back the cups. I could give them back, and he gave them back. The Oisoi Talmid Nikro Reb Shimon Ben Pazi Al Shema Paz. He became a Talmid. Chaim Kanievsky brings down the Chokoise Telechu, the Tzvoise Tishmoyu, ונוסעתי כשמיכם בהיתו ונוס נאורץ יבולו ואיסיק לכם דייש אז בוציר ובוציר יוסיק הזורה. He said, this is a normal life, it'll be raining, it'll be what to eat. This is the promise, la'amol etoiro. This is what Hashem is promising. Our sh'im b'chukai se'teleichu, mitzvay se'tishmoiru, v'nasati lochem, private jet, a yacht, a house. It didn't exist then. There's different things, yeah? You know, if you learn day and night, the rain will rain, the grass will be green, the sun will shine. That is the ganze aftoche. This is the ganze aftoche l'elohim de teire. I think like Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky says, for l'elohim de teire, you don't need more from that. The cloud needs more. The l'elohim de teire don't need more. The schar is not elohim hazeh. The schar is not elohim hazeh. I try to explain it a lot of times. Bochum don't understand. I say, no, avois avoseinu, 500 years ago, they jumped into the fire for not kissing the Avodah Zarah. Right? There were Meisel Nefesh in Spain. What do you think they thought that they're getting in Olam Haba? Not to be in the Choshev, guys. They thought, go back 500 years ago, you go, you get this big palace. If it's hot, you press a button, it gets cold. If it's cold, you press a button, it gets warm. If you need a drink, you press 4 flavors, 5 flavors, soda. You have laundry, you just put it in a box, goes circle, comes out, it's wet. You put it in another bag, goes all around, comes out dry. You finish to eat, put it in a box, it'll wash it. Something is cold, you put it in a microwave, you warm it. Something is hot, it'll be a cold microwave, yeah? This was the most imagination that a person had. And people jumped into the fire to go to that place. I'll put someone in our generation in such a place, we'll call it jail. Okay? I'll lock you into a house. When it's hot, press the button. When it's cold, press the button. 4 flavors. You have a microwave, a washing machine, a dryer. You don't have to go to the well. You open the sink, the water comes out. Shower is enough water, how much you want. We'll call it the jail. But the old people, the old imagination, planes, no one thought about it. Elevate, maybe in the dream also was like elevated, maybe, yeah? And our, what is the limud is that Olam Hazeh, it's not a real schar, it's a joke, yeah? To be cheap if the people for 500 years, this is what they're getting, right? They thought it's a lot. 50 horses, yeah? You have 50 horses, a huge limousine from Mercedes, it's much better, yeah? You need 50 horses will drive you very quick. How quick they could drive you? 50 horses. 100 miles an hour? Get an electric tester, it would take you much better, yeah? It's bad. Our generation, all the other things, don't make sense. So what I'm asking you, if we'll pay persons from the old days with horses, it's called we paid him? We cheated him. I remember the old days when everyone walked to Miron. The Choshev people had like a car that they went. Everyone went with horses to Miron. The poor people were marching to Miron, speaking about 100 years ago. I think Rothschild and dad, they had like a car, went a little bit, yeah? Then it became, look, everyone goes with buses, some people have a private car. Okay. Now. Okay. Now, everyone goes with a car. You have a helicopter, it's even better. So, the schar and the punishment, the old days, if you're a palace person, you know it, you can give a chosher person a ride to Miron with a car. Wow. Today, that every buffer, who doesn't want the buffer, could do that, yeah? So, what Hashem will promise? What He will promise? Gashmias. A lot of food. So the answer is Gashmias is only what we need in this generation. So Almo, the richest person made a chasana 1,000 years ago. You know what happened in a chasana? Everyone had a bulke with white bread. Yeah. and everyone, how much water he wanted, they had. You didn't have to go. You had mamash, a pitcher of water, and if you need, they fill it up for you. And with candles. And with people just, you know, what was hot was people were doing like you with paper. This was the richest chasana. And everyone got a real piece of chicken. Today, he makes such a chasana. The poorest person in the world be embarrassed. Yeah, because there's no air conditioning. People have to with a paper make it. So when that guy came home proud, wow, look what chasana I had. It was candles, everyone got a piece of bread, it was enough water for everyone. Him came home, wow, mamash, Hashem, you're so good to me. Yeah? To that person, say, Hashem, what do you want from me? So gashmius is so irrelevant to our hasagas. It's lefi the generation we are, what we want. When I was a kid, the most fanciest hotel that exists, that was like a dream of a person to go, today most of you will not even ask him to stay there, even if they'll pay you to stay there. That's in the world that no one wants to touch. But again, with that people are happy with. This is their hasagas. Better room. But this is their hasagas. The mele is such a bluff to think. People say, what, Elam Haba will not be cars, will just be sitting and learning. Some Bachim are not so happy with that yet. You don't understand, it's just to think that the payment is in Gashmi is, it's so low. Not because I enjoy Gashmi, I know exactly what is Gashmi. But it's not a real thing to measure. It switches. What I wanted when I was a kid doesn't exist today. This is the reason that the haftocha is ruchnius. The tashlum is ruchnius. The real payment is ruchnius. And the only way I say, Alamo, picture it to yourself, think about yourself, that you're the person from 500 years ago, and then someone said a shmuz like me from 500 years before. And the guy said, no, let's be up with this and cap and the shmuz. I want that Elam Haba will be mamish what I want. And we'll take this person, we'll put him today, and we'll laugh at him. This is what you wanted to get. He has water there, how much he wants. Yeah? Our generation, we can't drink water. And Hashem says, everything is in bechukoisai teleichu shetiyu ameilim batoyu. Asher kitshonu bemitzvoisu vetzivonu laasoik bedivre teire. Chaim says, "Im techapseno ka kesef ukamatmoinim tevakshenu ostovin yiras Hashem." Says, "What is kesef and what is matmoinim? Kesef, a person needs money to live. He can't stop working. He needs to work 24 hours. If he doesn't work 24 hours, he doesn't have money to live. That is something that is called matmoinim." They tell him, if you dig here for 20 hours, you could find a diamond. He goes in the mud, in the schmutz. There's no air conditioning there, there's nothing, and he's trying to find the diamond. Hashem explains to you that the ruchnius is exactly the same. You know the famous Maaseh with Hershala? Everyone knows the Maaseh with Hershala. I'm sure there's American visions to that. That one time they saw Hershala looking for a coin under... It's a street lamp. And Hershala, what happened? He said, I lost a coin in the other street. I said, why are you looking here? He said, but here's the light. Oh, I can't find it there. You never read the story in Hershala? I said, I have hundreds of stories to talk. It's one of the famous Hershala stories. Yeah. Some of the guys, Hashem says, if you work hard, like you look for diamonds, and the Mikhre of Zohar, yeah, when you go to the floor and you look in Mongolia and all the places where they build Mikhres for the diamonds, you'll find it. The guy sits in his chair with a nice gemara with a Malmikayim Sefer. Doesn't have, why is that becoming the God Ladol? I'm learning. He's looking under the lamp. But what we could do there? He lost the diamond in the other street. Hashem says, Im bechukoy say shetiyu ameilim batoyu. Im tevakshenu kakese vekamatmoinim techapsenu. And he's not masking. 11:45, he gets up. Because he has a shiur at 12:15. What does the shaykh say, half an hour? No one knows. Where he's going? He's hoping to find water who to speak to downstairs. He's not chapselo kamat moinim. When a guy is looking for the diamonds and he has 5 more minutes, he says, "Give me 2 more minutes. I think I found it. Give me 2 more minutes. I think I found it. Give me 2 more minutes. I almost think that I found it." And then he doesn't find it. Oh, but he does find it. Lo mishane. Where's chapselo kamat moinim? Oz tovin yiras Hashem. Our job is to understand in Bechulko Yisaita Leichu. Av Shach finishes. And the Pesuk is Mamshich. V'im Bechulko Yisaita Timosu. There's no in between. There's no Bechulko Yisaita Leichu. Person has to understand. If you have a Molo Shel Teiro, it happens. 2 weeks ago, Shabbos afternoon, I decided I need a shtikel amola shel Torah. So I ate my suda quickly. I went to daven mincha early, and I said I will learn. With my son and I will learn. I was so tired, I just couldn't do it. I tried, I couldn't do it. I tried. I fell asleep. I tried. I fell asleep. I was like bumping my head on the table. I tried like 20 times. And I know the klal: if you moist the nefesh, Hashem helps. As a matter of fact, all my shmuzing were about to fall apart. Yeah. Like, I knew if you really try, it will happen. I tried 26 times. Didn't work. I closed my gemaras and I'm going home to sleep. I tried. I don't know. I have to recheck my hashkafe. I walked out of the Bismedrash and I woke up. I said, I know. This was my test. I walked back to Bismedrash. I fell asleep one more time, and then I woke up. I learned straight for 5 hours. I was never tired anymore. Hashem helps you. Sometimes, but I tried. So you close it. You're ready to way to bed. Now he gives you the kriyas. You go back. Okay, I tried. I can't. I'm not into it. I can't learn. He goes out, take a coffee, and that minute he wakes up. The other club, yeah. Run back to Bismarck. No, he read Bismarck, but he gave up. Now he's downstairs. Check it. Nusto got a heksha. Didn't get a heksha yet? Hashem says, "In bechukoi yisai teleichu shetiyu ameilim batoiro." Hashem doesn't say shetiyu loim de toiro. Shetiyu ameilim batoiro. I had a Rebbe once. Big key. We anyway sit and learn the whole day. We're in yeshiva anyway. But the difference of learning and amala shel Torah, it's that is the catch. The Yitzhakola lets us to come. But he doesn't let us to go to the shlav of amelim batoyo. If we will just take him, and Hashem promises, v'nosati gishmeichem be'itav. The pasuk is Mamshich. Ve'eitz asode yitel piryoi. So it Rashi lo neisrak asidim lasis peiroi. So everyone asks the kasha: why we need that every tree will make fruit? It will be a lot. So the fruits will give a lot. Why Hashem says if you will learn like you have to, even the atzisrak, every green outside will give fruit. So the Goyen says that in Torah, you start to learn, you don't have cheshek. But when you break it with a molosh of Torah, Hashem promises you get a cheshek in everything. Hashem says you will see it in the world. The trees that don't have how to give fruit will start to give fruit. When you think, yeah, I enjoy it. I got it. I enjoy good lumbers. It's not droshes. I don't have a gishmak in it. Atzei srak yoitziu peiros. When you will be amol b'toyro, you will see atzei srak amoitzi peiros. You will see the teiri gives chayas and the veld from the walls the peiros come out. Well, I saw today in shul, someone put like a sheet. It's from Chernobyl, it was a sheet on my seat. So I took it on the way back home in the street, I was reading. It brought down a Chassidish and Maisa there. But the point is, was the Balagola that, you know, they never pronounced, and he would take the Chassidim every Shabbos and Vochim to Chernobyl, to the Rebbe, and he would put them there, and he would go back home, and it was just Sunday morning, he would come, and the Chassidim told him, you know, for 15 years you've been taking us, you know, why you can't come in once to the Rebbe? And he said, I don't have a reason to go. For 15 years, they convinced him, okay, he said, Sunday morning I will come into the Rebbe. I'll take a bracha. He was in for a long time. On the way back, you know, made the story short, when he got to the point, he said that he got the most chizik. The Rebbe asked him, what does he say to Rayoim? He says, I daven, I learn, then I do work. I was like, okay, these are days that you're not busy, but what do you do in the days that your mamash have work from the morning? So he said, I work, and then I try to put that feeling somewhere in between. Chulei b'chulei. I don't understand you. Why don't daven? I have to have. The Rebbe will promise me that I'll have money without that. I'm happy to daven every day like you have to daven. You know, I'm a balagola. If I don't take the people in the morning, what's besides in my parnas? So I don't understand. Every morning you wake up and Hashem gives you back your eyes and your nose. Everything he knows how to give back. The easiest thing for him for parnas, you don't trust him. The easiest thing, you don't trust him. Bliboch, and the Sefer brings down. Chukosah is every time after Parshas Behal. Not only that, a lot of times they read it together. Behal b'chukosah. Now it's a Ibrio, so the Parshas are very spread out. Because Behal is Shemitah. Shemitah is Bitoch. If a person has bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then he's stuck as zeicher and he can sit and learn. This is our job. There's a vote of the Chasam Sefer. To answer Reb Chaim Kanievsky's kasha, but I say, oh, Chasam Sefer, I don't mean nothing, I'm just saying what he says. Im b'chuk Chasam Sefer, he knows, G'dayle Yisrael. Im b'chukoy say teleichu, v'zmesmei say tishmeiru, v'nosati gishmeichem be'id. For sure. Ray? So, I think he brings down, well, then it's in the Ibershitz. Why it doesn't rain sometimes? We do bad things. It doesn't rain. There's another reason sometimes it doesn't rain. Kodesh Baruch Hu mis'ave letfilosom shel tzadik. We went out of Mitzrayim. The water was not split yet. Why? Hashem wanted another kvetch from Klal Yisrael. That's why Hashem does it. Sometimes He wants you to daven. He wants you to daven. And once my Rebbe was very sick, we tried this, we tried that, and there's nothing helping. There's nothing what to do. They couldn't even treat her. She had operation and it opened. There was nothing what to do. And I was sitting on Shabbos with all my kids, and I said, you know, sometimes you're so busy trying to help, trying to do this, trying to get this one to that. Sometimes Hashem just wants you just to scream and yell to Him. Come now, all of us together, we'll scream and yell together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Motzi Shabbos, the doctors found the medicine. How to help. So it could be that we'll be good people, but it will not rain, because Hashem wants us to daven.
People that are mulling b'teire, they don't have to go to different places to daven. They don't have to travel to different places to daven. Hashem says, I don't need you running around. I need you to sit and learn. The rain will come, the Yeshuas will come. You don't need to go to places for Yeshuas. That is for people that are not b'chukoy say teleichu. The Bechukai say Teleichu don't have to go to places for look for Yeshuas. So normally it could be not raining for punishment, and it could be about Mizuch Yeshuas. Hashem wants you to go to Davin, to go to Kvot. He wants all different things that you will do. So he doesn't put on rain, he wants you to go. Aber Bechukai say Teleichu, he doesn't need you to Davin. The meaning of Yeshuas. We are Mala B'Teira, we don't do all those Zachim. This is why Kesh Baruch Hu told us in our Teira. We keep the Teira. But not everyone is a Mala B'Teira. People that are Oisik Ba'ilu Mamischo. They have to go to Daven in different places. But the one that Abichu Koi say to Leichu, Zoy the Chasim Sefer, don't worry, it will rain. If Klal Yisrael will be Lektzach and learning, it will rain, you don't need Tfilis. Wow, Shach is Minuch HaMa'iriya, I'm not sweet. Shimba Yochai himself doesn't need even that, because he was mamish only called Kulei Teiro. So he himself, Bichlal, even doesn't daven. So he's the one that is mashpia, the ikah for the people that sit and learn and don't go to places and daven, he's the one that he helps them the most. Because he only likes people that are like him, that are not busy going to daven in the middle of the learning, only sitting and learning. This is the kreach of Shimba Yochai. The Moses says he never went to daven, he only sat and learned. He's not mafsik for davening. Because this one, people do fakel, he doesn't like it. It's big payers by him. He sees people close the Gemara and go to daven. This is hakpod in Neuroet. It's because of Klal Yisrael. But this is Mishim Bar Yochai. The Kerech Mishim Bar Yochai. But Zog Rabbi Nissen, I'm Mishitz. Hashem says in Bechukoi Say Teleichu, don't worry. Will be rain, not only because there will be no punishment. That's a statement. But could be will be no rain because Hashem needs your tefillahs. If Bechukoi Say Teleichu, even that would be Mesuda. Stand the Orachaim HaKodesh, it's Bavus, this parsha is the famous Orachaim HaKodesh that has 48 Pirushim and the Bechukai Say Teleichu. This is the parsha that, a famous story of the Orachaim HaKodesh, that he was staying in a place for Shabbos, and the Rav said that he heard in the Shemaim, the Rav would have a big, after the Suda by night, everyone came to the Rav, and he said he heard from Reb Chaim ben Atar 18 Pirushim in Bechukai Say Teleichu, and he was saying it over, and the Rav Chaim was there, no one knew who he is, and he said, Chaim ben Atar, Chaim ben Atar, and he yelled on him. Then in the morning, he said another 18 Pirushim, and again, Shalashudas, the Rav said, I hear now, he said another 18 Pirushim. And again he started to say, Chaim ben Atar, Chaim ben Atar. So the Rav said to put him in jail. They locked him in a room, because he was mevazed in the Chaim HaKodesh. Motzei Shabbos, was a big storm, v'chulei, v'chulei. And the Rav made a shaila, and they asked him why, and he said, because the Rishonim don't go back to Gehenim until after Shabbos. And what is after Shabbos? When the God of Ladon makes Avdolah. The God Ladol now is in jail. He can't make Avdolah. So anyway, one of the 48 Pirushim of the Orachaim HaKodesh, we have it today printed. We don't have to go to that Suda. Yeah? The Orachaim HaKodesh says, "Bechukai say teleichu, mitzvoi say tishmoyu." Who could keep Torah? A person that sits and learns. A person that's not sitting and learning doesn't know how to keep the Torah. Only at Bechukai Say Teleichu, and then as Mitzvah Say Tishmoyu. So it's interesting in Medrash Pliya, in Bechukai Say Teleichu, ve'etz Mitzvah Say Tishmoyu, ve'nosati gishmeichem be'ito. The Medrash Pliya says, "V'nosati ani veloi maloch beitom afilu beleilei Shabbos." Shah, what is the pshat? V'nosati ani veloi maloch ani veloi sorov ani Hashem. Could be the Gemara says in Shalosh Mafteichos leNimsuru. Rabbi Yisrael Aibish says, the Gemara says that the Medrash Rabbi brings down Shol Tafronisa Achas as Rabbi Kive. Im kedvorecho shakadosh baruch hu shemer Shabbos. How Hashem brings down rain. She spelled asked him on rain, because rain, it's kilu, Hashem does it. It's not kilu the Teva.
אמר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא אין רשוס אחר רימוי. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is not מייצים רשוס לרשוס. So he says, the Beresh Rabbah says, ונוסעתי אני ולא עם מלאך, אבל I'm the one that is doing it אפילו בשבת. לא יצאו יצא מלאך, ואת המלאך תגיד יצא יצא מרשוס לרשוס. אבל אני השם, ואין רשוס אחר אימי, then the broch is a mamshich. Security. Security. Starts the clawless. Okay, before that. ורודנו מכם חמיש אומר אומר מכם רבובו ירדויף. Five will chase 100 and 100 will chase a רבובו. I saw it brought down, it's connected to מאה ברוכס. Moses says was מגייף בזמן דוד המלך, and he made him bench מאה ברוכס, and the מגייף was stopped. So this is rumors in the pasuk, כפחיים or something. אומר מכם רבובו ירדויפו. If you make the Me'er Brochas, but then the Pasuk is Mamshich B'Klolis. V'nastem v'rodu b'chem saneichem v'nastem v'ein roidev. You'll run away and no one is chasing you. And if someone is chasing you, it's even worse. Yeah, I really want, but I said, no. So, Balabatish, you could answer, if Finastem the Esroidev, sometimes you could hide away from him. In a glass room, in a metal room. If you're running away from yourself, so even if you're in the bed and you lock all the door, you think he's coming from this floor, he's coming from the top. So, Finastem, if it was a real Roidev, there's some way to run away from the real Roidev. When there's no real Roidev, the Venastim is endless. But the Biskerov said, the Givaldi Gazach. Venastim ve'en roidef. It's a terrible klole. Because lu yetsuyer is a roidef, is a aloche eloikim yevakesh nirdof. Remember that. The same was a famous story. That was a sifa and brisk against a huge problem in the Yiddishkeit. And they called all of the rabbanim. And the rav that the asifa was against him also showed up. So one of the people wanted to get up and asked him to leave the room. Biskerov said the asifa will fall apart. Because it's a aloche venastem ve'ein roidev. But if it's a roidef, it's a loikim yevakesh es nirdof. If he will be kicked out of the room, he's a nirdof. And when a person is a nirdof, a loikim yevakesh nirdof. You have to know when you fight with someone. Fight with him. Fight with him. He deserves to. Oh, but don't turn him to be a nirdof. I'll tell you, I'm not so old. All in my life I saw the people that were nirdof as a special Elohim Yevakesh es nirdof. Skirov was scared when they made the Asifa. If you will kick out the guy will become a nirdof. Elohim Yevakesh es nirdof. Pasuk is Mamshich. One of the clauses, beautiful vault of that floor.
ושיברי לכם מטה לחם. ואופו עשר נושים לחמיכם בתנו רכות. וישיבו לחמיכם במשקו. ואכלתם ולא יתספו. 10 ladies will cook in one oven. What a song. So the Dvar Shmuel, Dvar Shaul says a gewaldige Pshat. While 10 will have to cook in one oven, there's already no brachas shruya, elo bedobor asomri min ha'ayin. Here it's not dobor asomri min ha'ayin. Okay? Then what happens? The bread will break. Parikhovot posukhovot. Shivi lochem mate lechem v'ofu esr noshim lachmechem betanu rechot. V'yishivu lachmechem b'mishko. The breads will not be nice loaves of bread. It will be pieces. So they will have to weigh it. Dovo shebemishkol, minyan b'mishkol, ein abroch eshruya. So again will be no broch. And then the pasuk is mamshich, weiter the klolos. Ve'avadetem b'goyim, ve'ochlo oischem eretz oyveichem. Parak chovor pasuk lametches. So Rashi. כשתהיו פזורים, תהיו אבודים זה מזה. ועבדתם בגויים ואוכלו איסכם ארץ אויביכם. בואו נז, ועבדתם בגויים. ועבדתם בגויים ואוכלו איסכם ארץ אויביכם. ועבדתם, אז מלושן אבידו. It's brought down, like a Avedo is lost, but if you have Simonim, you give back the Avedo. If you have Simonim, you give back the Avedo. Klal Yisrael will be lost. But if it's a Simon, the Avedo goes back. A person has to all of his life remember it, so Haben a Simon. שלא ישינו שמום ולבושום. When there's a semen, we'll be back. If there's no semen, we will not be back. A person has to have a semen. ועבדתם בגויים ואכלתם ואוכלו אסכם ארץ אויביכם. But remember, for Yid is makbid alamol to have a semen. חפץ חיים would say, it was a store. It was closed, was open. For 2 months, he opened, closed, open, closed. One day the Olam said, from now on, he's never opening. And they asked the guy, how you know? It was 2 months closed, open, closed, open. How you know the guy is not planning to open? How they knew? Riddle. The answer is Zog Dech Ofetz Chaim, he took off the sign from the store. I want to tell you, I don't mean nothing, I just, you know, it's Chumashir, it's Metzumtzum, Apor Bochrim. A Bochrim sometimes leaves Yeshiva. Sometimes years he doesn't learn, years he learns. Calls man, he keeps his hat. He keeps his jacket. He keeps his yarmulke. You're right. Now he's learning less. One day he'll be back. When he takes off his sign, it's over. You build a house, Be'ezus Hashem, a sforim shelf, sforim. You are learning. You're not as a sign. Ich bin aben teira. Not Khalilo electric big boxes. Yeah?
I have a shas. I have chumashim. I have a svarim shelf. Aye, the guy doesn't know how to open them. There's a sign. Ich bin aben teire. One day he'll be back. Remember that. It's going to get to every part. Pitom, he buys the suit in the wrong color. He changes his yarmulke. He changes his shoes. Ooh, it's dangerous to come back. Everyone on his level. Remember. You go to a place, you belong to the right shul. Don't show up there, you're not holding there. Have a seat with a name one day. Va'avadetem bagoyim. Remember, azei ve'aveide. But to have a semen, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you back. Be'ezus Hashem. Stop.